Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of the Beatitudes, we were taught that we should always make our first commitment to Jesus Christ and our service to Him. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We could say, let a man choose between God and personal ambitions. For an example, it's hunting season, and revival meetings are going on in your church. What do you choose? Wednesday night church services, and your child is on Little League, and they want to play on Wednesday night all of a sudden. Which do you choose? You say, well, my son made a commitment to the ball team. Did y'all ever make a commitment to Jesus Christ? If not, why is it better to make a commitment to a ball team than it is to Jesus Christ? And secondly, why not let the ball team know that the commitment to them is secondary? Now, my youngest son played at a Christian college, played football at a Christian college. But when he is in fifth grade and he is playing in the local youth football league, I told his coach, I says, now he wants to play and I'm going to let him play, but I want you to know Wednesday night after school, he gets out of school at 3:30 and I'll let him come practice here till 5 o'clock. But at 5 o'clock, he's leaving because he's got to get cleaned up and go to church. And he said, okay, well, my son played pretty good ball for him. And so he really didn't mind it. He didn't really like it, but he didn't mind it. But we had made a stand. Before too long, other boys started coming to church. Finally, the coach just canceled the practice on Wednesday. And some say, well, I don't like that. Well, that's up to you. Whatever your personal ambition is, you can either be Jesus Christ and He's first, or it can be your sports or what have you. What's first? I've had people, even people in ministry, missionaries, be in church on a Christmas Eve. It's a Sunday. And they say, well, look, my family tonight, we won't be here because all of our loved ones get together. And this has been a tradition of our family to get together on Christmas Eve. Now, I remember a missionary telling me that. I says, you mean every year you've flown back from the mission field to come here on Christmas Eve? And I didn't tell him that. But that's what went through my mind. So the family was ahead of God. In his case, the family was ahead of God. And others do the same thing. And isn't that interesting? Christmas, we're saying we're celebrating that God Almighty took on flesh so that He might die for our sin. But we're going to put Him on the back burner on His birthday. It's about us. It's about our family. Oh, what a shame that is. Let a man choose between God and human love. See, some people have a mate or a child on the throne in their heart. Sometimes when tragedy hits a family, it may be God's allowing a mate or a child to be removed from the throne that he should have been occupying all the time in the heart of the Christian. Now, men may protest these statements, but day by day, choices that what we often think of as respectable Christians show, God gets second place every time. I think of Solomon. Solomon knew what it was to be rich, be full, to laugh. Yet he found the world's definition of fullness to be vanity. It is possible to be full, rich, laugh, and be popular, but not see the deceit or the sin involved. In Luke chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, we read this, "But won't you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Won't you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Won't you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Won't you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did the fathers to the false prophets." Now I find it quite interesting that people will look at that passage from Luke 6, 24 to 26, and they'll automatically look at somebody having riches, they're evil. Well, Job was one of the richest men on the face of the earth, and God called him, not just anybody, God himself called him an upright man. That there was no man on the earth like him for uprightness and good. Abraham was a rich man. Paul, at one time in his life, was a rich man. Even there are people in the New Testament that were well-to-do. So riches of themselves are not evil of themselves. And isn't it interesting that they stop at that? And the next verse is when it talks about those that are full, having the food that you want and need. They don't look at that as being sinful. They don't look at laughing now as sinful. Just having joy all the time. They don't look at it as sinful. Men speaking well of you, they don't look as sinful. So why do they call being rich sinful? You see, it shows they don't understand. In other words, what Luke 6, 24 through 26 is looking at is that instead of having eternity set in their heart, they're living for today. They're living for the moment. They're living for the present thrill. They're living in the now and now. And they're living for the now and now and not the sweet by and by. And so they have put their heart into this life only without eternity in mind. The only thing they've thought about is, well, if I get saved, I'm fine. Now I'm going to live this life for me. And that is a person who is woefully, woefully carnal and something that is just a repugnance to the stomach of God. Yes, you can live and enjoy riches. You can live and laugh. You can enjoy and thrill over popularity. And you can have a nice family, a good job, and a nice home. You can be living comfortably and feel full and feel like, I have need of nothing. And there are people that are that way. As a matter of fact, there was a church in Revelation at Laodicea. We read about them in Revelation 3, 17 and 18. You remember them? They said, well, we're rich. We're increased with goods. We have need of nothing. These people are peace. They feel good about themselves. I tell you what, now their self-esteem is good. Their self-esteem is strong. I mean, they really feel good about themselves. And their preacher was able to help them to feel good about themselves. However, God said, you're poor, you're rich, you're miserable, you're blind, and you're naked. Because you don't have the true riches. You don't have those riches where rust or moth doth not corrupt, where thieves do not break through to steal. You see, those people thought, oh man, we've got it made. Did not the rich fool feel that way? He said, soul. He didn't say body. He said, soul, thou hast many goods laid up for many years. Matter of fact, let's read that passage in Luke 12, verses 16 through 20. And he spake a parable, that is, Jesus spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Is that strong or is it not? I mean, thou fool. See, you can live and enjoy riches. You can live and laugh now, and you can enjoy and thrill over popularity. I mean, all of those things are quite possible. But again, if they're temporal, they're not going to bring eternal joy and peace in the heart. Kind of like a sick man I knew with cancer. His wife told me, this was some time ago, and the man did go on to be with the Lord, but his wife had told me, she says, you know, all the food that he's eaten for the entire past month, I could hold in my two hands cupped together. And I'd try to get him to eat, but he wouldn't eat. He just says, I'm not hungry. He felt full, but he was deceived. He was not full. He was not full at all. Boy, so often the things of this world can deceive us because they're not just what we'd call downright evil. They're things that are not really way out there. It's not drunkenness. It's not drugs. It's not nudity. It's not adultery. But there's still those things which take us out of the will of God and the way of God. And so we're happy being at a somewhat moral, ethical level that's above many in the world, and our hearts are not seeking unto Christ. And again, these are eyes that look not to eternity. Therefore, they don't see the emptiness of man's blessings. For example, here's a lady that marries a lazy man, and he treats her meanly. The Bible tells her not to divorce. But the world and the counselors of the world say, oh, do it. You don't deserve this. You're not compatible. And the lady does what the counselors say. She divorces. And she honestly feels relieved. No hassles. No embarrassments. No threats. And peacefulness. But it's not God's first will. I mean, she might be like the rich man that we just read about in Luke. Oh, I've got everything the way I want it now. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.